The term silent movie is kind of a misnomer. Nobody watched them in silence. Music played live in the theater was an essential part of the experience. The movies were accompanied by some of the most original popular music of the early 20th century. But like silent cinema itself, the art of creating movie music before the advent of talkies is one that was too quickly abandoned and is too little known of today. Conductor Rick Benjamin, who is conducting the Hawaii Chamber Orchestra in a program of classic silence tomorrow, has made it his mission to keep silent movie music alive, and he's with us in our studio. Rick, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Great to be here.
What was the experience of going to a movie theater and watching a silent like?
Well, it was much more of a world of sound than people would imagine today, because obviously the pictures couldn't deliver their own dialogue. So the music had to not just transmit the missing elements, in other words, project the mood, but it also had a whole bunch of other kinds of features aside from accompanying the pictures. Music was used in very elaborate ways by itself to set the mood as people walked into the theater during real change. And during all kinds of segments. There was a whole presentational style that that evolved around this art form that is completely lost. And that's one of the things that when I'm working with orchestras like Chamber Music Hawaii, we try to bring back.
Who was creating this music?
Well, there were a couple of hundred composers starting to work in this field, starting in the early 1900s. To start off, first of all, the idea of moving pictures in the 1800s was such a tremendously exciting thing that for a long time, the films didn't use sound. But they were also short. They might be 30 seconds long. But someone finally got the idea that you could actually use the same musicians who were playing for live shows in these theaters to play for the pictures. And so this art form was born about 1900. But there was a whole bunch of folks who were tremendously gifted, whose names have vanished now to most audiences, or actually every audience, people like Mayhew Lake, who composed the first complete film score in 1899.
Wow. Let's hear a couple of recorded examples of here's some music that we would hear for in a major key to accompany a love scene.
And this, in fact, is by Mr. Lake.
All right. That all is well in paradise with our lovers.
Oh, absolutely.
But now now something intrudes and there's a sudden wrinkle, right? Oh, yeah, there you go. So we now hear the same motif basically in a minor key.
That's correct.
That we've heard in a major key.
Right, and then without any spoken dialogue from our actors or actresses on the screen, without an intertitle,
romance is in trouble.
We know what's happening, or there's a scheme going on behind the scenes or something.
Somebody's trying to steal Daisy's heart away or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And something must be done about this right now.
Tomorrow you are performing the music of the music that goes with the movies of three of the greatest filmmakers. It almost seems limiting to call Chaplin and Keaton and Harold Lloyd the greatest silent filmmakers. They're among the greatest filmmakers to me.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. Tomorrow's program is dedicated to comedy, and what's really exciting about it is that we'll be performing the three original scores for these films that were issued at the time the films were brand new. So you'll get to see Buster Keaton in The Playhouse with a 1921 compilation score, and Harold Lloyd in Never Weaken, one of his thrill comedies, with the original score. And then the finale is Charlie Chaplin in Easy Street, his sort of social commentary from 1916, with the original orchestral score for that from that year.
When he was sort of beginning to introduce that whole that element of sadness to his comedy that became so much a part
of it later on. Pathos was very, very important. And he was a wide-ranging actor Chaplin, of course, came from the British music hall tradition.
Yeah.
So his artistry, his pantomime especially, is exquisite. It really is just beautiful to watch it.
Well, it really was a golden age. And so let's say that this Chaplin film were being shown in Des Moines at a theater, and there's a band in the theater. What when the film can arrives, there's sheet music to go with it?
Yeah, well, to just even back up a little bit further, by 1916, there were more than 20,000 movie theaters in the U.S.
Wow.
And all of them had to have a staff of musicians because of the films, as we've discussed, didn't have any sound. In small places, a Nickelodeon, as they were called, you might have a pianist, mm-hmm. perhaps a drummer, too, or a violinist.
Mm-hmm.
But by 1913 or 14, the standard to be met was to have a small orchestra, and 11 instruments was the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of your management of a theater, you not only had a projector and a screen and seats and a ticket booth, but you had a sheet music library, and you'd have 2,000 or 3,000 standard pieces of music.
Like the things we just heard.
Exactly.
Minor love theme.
Exactly. You'd have 2,000 or 3,000 of those covering every possible human situation or emotion. Volcanic eruption, submarine attack, scene, comic chase scene.
Train wreck. Yeah.
Exactly. Every one of these things all filed in your music library by mood or situation.
Yeah.
And then correspondingly out in the West Coast, you would have the film studio, when they finished the cut of their new movie, would have their resident musical expert watch it with mm-hmm. a stopwatch and a stenographer taking notes and then recommending what of each of these standard pieces that everyone already had should be used for each scene of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And this would be typed up and sort of mimeographed into thousands of copies called the musical setting, 4-page brochure.
Uh-huh.
And that would be tucked into the cans of film that were sent out from the studio to all of the thousands of exchanges across the country. And when that arrived on Monday morning, Sparky would grab the can of film and run up to the projection booth, and he would hand me, the musical director, the musical setting, and I would go down into the library and begin to assemble the setting. That's what they called it. So, yes, the first scene might be Love Music by Lake or whatever. Put together this composite score, and then we would rehearse it quickly and then perform it that night, and people would be enthralled.
You know, Rick, movies are praised for being this immersive experience, but today's immersive experience has got nothing on that to me.
I think
live
you're right.
Music and,
yeah, there really is nothing like the live experience. For one thing, I mean, even with advances in the reproduction of sound, recorded sound is very advanced, but they still have not been able to capture the actual changes in air pressure that occur when real people are playing
that's
instruments.
That's a good way to describe it.
And silent cinema especially is something that can really only be experienced in a theater with other people.
Oh, we've got
music.
A rare opportunity to do that. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Great pleasure.
Rick Benjamin is the founder and conductor of the Paragon Orchestra, which specializes in early 20th century popular music. Movies shown this weekend are Charlie Chaplin's Easy Street, Buster Keaton's The Playhouse, and Harold Lloyd's Never Weaken. The show is in Orvis Auditorium on the Manoa campus tomorrow at 7:30.